Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Sean, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and Kruger. We are here tonight to cover the brand new film, Barge People, one we've been excited about for a while. We'll see if it lives up. All right, so this is from director Charlie Steeds, and this one. Set on the canals amid the glorious British countryside, two sisters and their boyfriends head off for a relaxing weekend away on a barge, unaware of the flesh-eating fish mutants lurking in the water, ready and waiting to feed. All right. So this director is actually a bit of a, a British indie vet. He's been doing quite a bit lately. Cannibal Farm is one of the big ones. Winter Skin, English Haunting. He's starting to really churn out a lot of stuff, but this is the recent one. And Kruger, what did you think? I think you suggested this one. What did you think?
I was very, very excited for this. You know, obviously, mutant fish people killing people. I'm a big fan of Creature from the Black Lagoon. Big fan of, you know, Humanoid from the Deep and movies like that. And this movie had a lot of hype, you know, to live up to, because a lot of people were saying this is like Dagon crossed with Hills Have Eyes and stuff like that. And, you know, the opening scene, straight up homage to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So it had a lot of stuff to live up to, and it didn't at all. The movie is well shot, and it has, you know, it has its qualities, but when it comes down to effects and when shit needs to get good, it's all garbage. A lot of the fish people look like shit. The best one is the one on the cover. And other than that, the rest of the effects look like, I mean, I'm going to be mean here, but looks like, you know, bad face-off stuff from sci-fi, you know, the sci-fi show. The cover of, you know, the Blu-ray says, you know, satisfyingly gory. And I don't understand that fucking at all. Most of the gore in this movie is just people being covered in blood. No visible practical effects, no cuts or wounds or anything really. There's one person that gets their arm cut off. But other than that, I don't see this fucking movie gory at all. There's scenes that, like, really, this is where I get pissed. There's fucking scenes in this movie where these fish people are literally a foot away from the person's neck. And, like, doesn't even look like they're biting them. And when you come, when you cross to that line of your effects are that fucking bad that you, I visibly see the person not even close to biting this guy, I felt at that point my intelligence was insulted. And then the rest of the movie, and that, I mean, this is within 40 minutes. So the rest of the movie after that, I was just fucking waiting to end. And it doesn't get any better. It honestly gets fucking worse.
So you didn't like it. What did you think, Pugs?
Well, when it started off, like with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing, I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I really liked when we couldn't see the creatures all the way. Like, it was just from, like, the eyes up underwater. I'm like, oh, that's okay. We're about to get something cool. And then it just never does. I'm with Kruger 100%. This movie put me in a bad mood. And it never got any better than that shot. I like the setting. I wish it would... like, The Rivers Have Eyes has a... It sounds awesome. This should be way cooler than what it is. There's a stupid twist that you see coming like a mile away. And yeah, it's just... It's not very good. I was bummed.
What did you think, Todd?
I was gonna say, count me in on Team Shitfest, because that's pretty much what it was. Yeah, I mean, you guys nailed everything about it. It had so much promise, but yet so under delivered. I have a question because I have not seen Charlie Steed's other stuff. How is, like, Cannibal Farm?
And I like Cannibal Farm. Cannibal Farm is a solid Texas Chainsaw Massacre ripoff.
See, that's what I've heard.
And I completely am like baffled. Like, I didn't know they were the same director, and I'm baffled because the gore in that movie's fucking well done. So I don't know if he had different effects guys or what, but man, this shit is not good at all.
Wow.
Yeah, I've watched a few of his things. I do think he's a guy that sticks very closely to, you know, the movies he likes, and you can kind of see that here. I mean, this hits like every cliche, the crazy old maybe homeless guy that's like warning them, the, you know, the ob, you know exactly where it's going, you know, with the pub stuff. I mean, this goes a straight line. I mean, it does not deviate at all from the typical formula. I don't know if I hate, it's not good. I don't know if I hated it as much as you guys. I do think some of the creatures looked good. I kind of like them. The gore, I was surprised, quite frankly, because I've seen Cannibal Farm 2, and I was like, yeah, man, a lot of off-screen. There's really, I think, only like two that they show closely. Other than that, yeah, it's just like, you know, let me get my face in there and just make it look like I'm biting you. Maybe that would have been okay if there were more tension, but they don't really manage that either. I'm disappointed in this one, because it actually had some decent buzz too, quite frankly. There were some good reviews out there on this one, but yeah, good in idea. I do like the idea of, you know, Hills Have Eyes on the water, which I think is cool. They don't over explain anything in this, which is, you know, also good, but
yeah, they do.
Well, they do, but they don't.
Yes, they do. And that car scene, it's just a fucking info dump. I'm like, you really, you're that fucking lazy? Okay.
Yeah. And I wanted a little more out of the characters too. They were a little too whiny for me.
I like the male and the lead female, the cool couple, the one that actually drove the ship. The other people I didn't give a shit about. Honestly, they could have been like, there's a way to make this movie fucking awesome, and they just did not do it.
Yeah. No, and it needed just something different. Like I said, I'm totally cool with the Shameless ripoff. There's a lot of films that I absolutely adore that are Shameless ripoffs of classic horror films, but this one just, I don't know. I think
you had a fish person in fucking jeans, for God's sake. In fucking jeans. Like, dude, you guys, if you don't give a shit about your movie enough to fucking see that and think that's okay to put in, like, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, fish people like to be stylish. I mean, you know, I guess I'm devil's advocate, but.
Well, let's rate this turd and let's start getting this fish.
Let's gut the fish. Kruger, you're what, like 4.5, I'm sensing?
0.5. And that's only because it has a solid soundtrack. Other than that, this is a fucking piece of shit. Go watch Dagon if you want to see fish people killing people.
There you go. Dagon is, classic. What say you, Pugs?
Well, I'm going to go actually way higher than Kruger. And I'm not even joking. It's a 2 because I like the potential in the story. I like the potential the story had, and the setting is fucking awesome. I want someone to do this and do it the way I want. But yeah, it's barely a 2.
Okay.
Pugs is a little bit more generous than me. I'm closer. Well, I don't know if I'm closer, but I'm a 1.
Okay. I don't normally bust out this rating for some reason, but I'm a 1.5. They really could have made a much better movie. I don't think this was a case of money or anything. You know, I do like the look of some of the mutants, particularly the guy coming out of the water.
That shot was fucking awesome.
It was.
That's why my rating is so high, which is stupid to say because it's a goddamn 2. But like that scene alone, I'm like, oh, if they could just keep this tension and this creepiness throughout the whole thing, would have been solid.
That was like the one point where there actually was some tension, and then it just kind of all fizzled out. But yeah, I want to do something on my boat now. I could have done so many cool things on the water. that I think they failed to do here. But I guess that's all we have. Do we have any spoiler talk we want to do on this one real quick?
It's garbage. So. All right, give the warning, Dan.
All right, spoiler warning. If you don't want this this fish turd to be spoiled for you, now would be the time to bow out.
All right, there we go. There's the warning. If you're still listening, it's on you.
It's on you. There's not a whole lot to spoil, I don't feel, with this one, because it's just so I knew exactly what the twist was.
Well, you do. You're a veteran horror fan. But even if you're like a novice, when you see the lady at the bar, you're like, oh, that's mom.
That's mama.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and the fish people talking, like that, I felt like they shouldn't have talked. You know, yeah. And
or at least that clearly, right? Like, kind of slur, yeah. like in Hills Have Eyes, the remake, where they kind of like, you can tell they've been fucked up by like radiation and shit.
The fish people shouldn't have gone to like school, which I kind of felt they were too well spoken, you know.
What?
And then, you know, the one guy, the one fish person on the cover, like that design's solid, but the rest of the shit, man, like, did not look good to me at all. They didn't even really look like fish people. Like, it kind of was just like, all right, let me, I know a guy that, you know, is just getting into practical effects, let me have them start and just make, you know, shit for me. And then, you know, on the boat, like, seriously, did you guys catch like how far away for the fish person was from the guy's neck? Like, cover that shit up. If you don't have the budget, you know, be a director. Use different angles or some shit. But to leave that in the movie, like, come on, man. Anybody with a sensible head editing that, looking at that, would be like, yeah, let's kind of cut that fucking one scene out.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. And I want to say I also saw like Winter Skin. This guy's not a bad director at all, normally, from what I've seen. But yeah, I don't know. I don't quite get this being like his breakout film, like people were saying.
Sometimes directors are just directors for hire. So I don't know how much did he write, or do we know anything else, Dan? Do you have any info for any?
I believe on this one he. Hold on one moment. And I should also say, this is actually a 2018 film. It's just coming out now. No, he did not write it. So he could have been a director for hire. I don't really have any other info on this one, but yeah.
Well, my plus opinion also is like, this movie should have just been The Lord of Darkness on that river. Cause
I love Lord of Darkness.
It's great. That little submarine thing, that's cool as shit. That's a cool setting. I've never seen that shit before. I've never seen a horror story take place on that shit before. So I was like, brand new. I got that excited the shit. I mean,
have you seen Lord of Darkness, Kruger?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I think you're mic.
Yep. I can hear you.
Yeah, you're muted. That's a good Hills Have Eyes flick, also from the UK, actually.
Mm-hmm. We should revisit that soon, because I like that movie. And this movie made me want to watch it. I'm like, oh, that's how it's done right. Even with shit.
It occurred to me, like, doing like an Alien ripoff show, and then like Hills Texas Chainsaw Matt, like some of the ones that have really been, you know, ripped off heavily. And maybe doing that, but yeah, that's all I've really got to say about Barge People. I also want to say this is not really Lovecraftian horror. Somebody listed it as Lovecraftian horror, and it's not really, because you're, you know, nuclear waste. That's not Lovecraftian. So I just wanted to throw it out there. But Dagon, if you want to see fish people, and proper Lovecraftian. Fish people, go check that out. There's much better aquatic cars. She Creature's good too, actually.
Too bad the uncut one's not available on home video, because that uncut one's much better. Still have it on tape somewhere.
That's a crime. So I think that's all we've got for you guys. We will be sure to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for exclusive and uncensored content. We got a whopper coming up there soon. Twitter, Flesh Wound Radio, Facebook, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Group, Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, and fleshwoundfeatures.com. That's all I've got. Good night, and avoid them fish people.
Wish you good night. Well.